a Suns fan, and you can get to Talking Stick Resort on March 23rd for a 7 o'clock tip-off. Stay tuned. We have a pair of tickets that we'll send a Suns fan to a little bit later this afternoon. I tell you what, that app, Measure
Magic.
That was pretty cool.
It is.
I took a picture of the wall behind us, and then it let me circle or make points around the thermostat, and then it gave measurements. It says it's 95% accurate. If you need absolute precision, use a tape measure, but up to 95% accurate. And just, I know this has been eating at you, but that thermostat's 5 inches long and 4.1 inches tall.
It's pretty cool, isn't
it? So you can rest now knowing
that. All right. Very good. Very good. We're here talking air conditioning, but we're here talking about anything you'd like to talk about. If you'd like to reach us by dialing 1-888-767-4348. Guys, we've got Jeff Carmichael here from Rias. We've got Andrew Dobbins here from Intelligent Design down in Tucson Market. Whole house energy audits. I think it's probably one of the most incredibly valuable things a homeowner can do. Does TEP subsidize them like they do up here in the valley, like APS and SRP do up here?
No, they're not doing subsidized energy audits, but we're offering pretty almost nothing compared to what most energy audit only companies are charging.
Okay,
we're doing a special for all Rosie customers, $59. This is a 2 to 3 hour process, so that's a smoking deal.
You're showing up at the house with what? $15,000 worth of equipment, $20,000 worth of equipment?
Easily, yeah. You have your
blower door,
computer,
fans,
engineering software, a blower door, a thermal imaging camera, and we're crawling through the attic. I mean, we're doing a very thorough evaluation to try and find you the ways to save money for the least investment.
And we're talking about when people are trying to find the purpose or the reason for these hot and cold spots that are driving them nuts in the house, there's no better place to start than take a complete holistic look at the entire house.
Yeah, I agree. And I spoke earlier on, typically it's the duct system and it's an airflow issue when you have those hot and cold spots. At the same point though, your house works as a system. So obviously if you don't have insulation above that bedroom at all, that's going to play a big factor in it. So it's really finding a balance and getting a holistic house approach to determining everything that's contributing to the problem.
All right. Well, we've got Anthony on the line, wants to talk air conditioning. Let's go ahead and bring him in.
As we bring Anthony in, let me tell you about another smoking deal for Tucson homeowners. We have free Saba tickets. Email us and we'll send you a 4-pack.
What is that?
We have hundreds.
What is that? April 8th, 9th?
8, 9, and 10th.
Yeah. Okay. So what do you want them to do?
Just email info@rosieonthehouse.com with their address and we'll send it to them.
We'll send 4 packs as long as they last.
For whatever reason, they want to be super secret or they don't have a mailing address, just send us your name. We'll put on a will call for you.
Okay.
Make it easy on you. Anthony, welcome to the program.
Thank you. How are you guys?
Very good. Very good.
Question for you. I had one of my neighbors, I live in a condo community, and one of my neighbors was talking about getting a very AC serviced, and I was listening to this guy talk, and I have a small leak in mine. Had him look at mine real quick, and he said there's some kind of sealant that you can put in on the air conditioner so you don't have to add Freon. Have you guys ever heard of anything like that?
Okay, we've got an air conditioning system with a Freon leak somewhere in the system. And do y'all ever insert a sealant material, evacuate the Freon, try and seal it from the inside?
So it's kind of a twofold answer. The EPA requires that we find the leak or at least make an attempt to find the leak. We have to do that. So what we would do is we would get it to the proper charge, inject a dye, and then we would try and find the leak and seal it. If the leak is not able to be found, but we know it keeps leaking out, there is a product that you can inject into the system and it will sometimes seal the leak.
Leaks are a real slippery slope, and I say that because
a couple years ago I had a contractor come to the home, and he said he found the leak, and it was in the stem going into the wall, and it was the copper stem, and he said he sealed it really good, and he said that we shouldn't have any more problems. Well, a year ago we had it checked out again, and the guy says,
Okay, sorry about that. Call back 1-888-767-4348. Stephanie, if you have his number, can you ring him back?
So coil leaks. They seem, Jeff, I've been in this business a long time. I never remember being as prominent as they seem to be in the last few years. Am I just living in the wrong neighborhood?
It's case by case, real case by case basis. Andrew and I were talking before the show about leaks and coil leaks and the different materials used to in the coils. And we won't get too down the road with that, but it's a tough problem and a tough solution, and it's rarely inexpensive.
I want to talk more about what are the options if you have a leak. More when we get back on Air Conditioning with Rosie on the House.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.